This band was formed in 2008, largely to entertain inmates at Zomba Maximum Prison. This was in addition to the Malawi Prison Brass Band. Acting Chief Commissioner of a Prison, Little Dinizulu Ntengamo, says the band came into being when he bumped into a group of musical young prisoners.
When I visited the Zomba Central Prison, I saw some boys playing local-made guitars from empty gallons or so ever, and they could play music. And once they start playing music, there was an attraction of prisoners coming out from their cells to listen to this music. And I said, no, let us improve this.
He proposed funding from the National AIDS Commission for the musicians to start composing songs about HIV awareness messages.
They gave us 500,000, where we bought three electrical guitars, a set of drums, and a very small speakers. Oh, the guys were very happy. And we started composing HIV AIDS rated awareness campaign music inside the prisons.
This led to authorities giving the band additional funds to buy more musical instruments. A prison officer, Linus Kaunda, is the deputy leader of the band. She says the nomination was a surprise to everyone at the prison.
We were not expecting it, especially when this American man came to record our music. We were suspicious of his motive. We were not sure what he wanted to do with our music and where he wanted to take it. We only allowed him to record us because it was an instruction from authorities.
Band member Ernest Kufandiko was sentenced in 2009 for theft. He says the nomination confirms that a prison is a reformatory center and not a dumping ground.
And they should not expect that we will be leading our previous lifestyle once we are released. What they should know is that we have learned skills that once released, they will know that these young men have indeed changed.
The 20-song album was recorded in 2013 by visiting American Grammy-winning producer Ian Brenner, who later gave it international exposure. Prison authorities say the band will not attend the award ceremony in Los Angeles in February. Instead, they say a government representative may go on its behalf. But whoever represents them, the band members say they will win the award. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Zomba, Malawi.